This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A hardline conservative activist who's been a thorn in the side of many Republicans says he's got a secret recording of one of the most powerful elected officials in Texas offering him media credentials if he politically targets some Republican lawmakers. The activist is Michael Quinn Sullivan, who runs Empower Texans. The elected official is the Speaker of the Texas House, Dennis Bonin, who's a Republican state representative from Angleton. The Texas Tribune's Cassandra Pollack has been covering this story. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So for people who pay close attention to Texas politics, it seems like this has become quite the explosive story. Why is this attracting so much interest?
I think you're right on with that. It's obviously caused a fair amount of chaos within the Texas House just over the past week since these allegations first surfaced. And also, I mean, if any of it is either true or substantially denied, and, you know, there's evidence to back that up, I mean, either way, this could definitely play into the upcoming primary elections for the 2020 election cycle and even the general elections. And as you know, this upcoming election is something that both Democrats and Republicans are taking extremely seriously as Democrats try to frame the balance of the state house and control of the state house, you know, suddenly up for grabs. So that's kind of why I think everybody is just on edge with the allegations that have surfaced against the speaker.
First of all, introduce us to Michael Quinn Sullivan of Empower Texans. Who's he?
So Sullivan is CEO of Empower Texans, which is a hardline conservative group that also happens to operate a very well-funded political action committee. You know, they've come under fire in recent election cycles just for their sometimes controversial political tactics and have made a fair amount of headlines just for that. More recently, this past legislative session, you saw Empower Texans and Sullivan really come out against Dennis Bonin as this session carried on and as it became clear that Bonin and the way that he wanted to carry out the chamber wasn't really aligning with the group's agenda. So, you know, the past 140 days at the Capitol before the legislature gaveled out, you know, there's a fair amount of criticism that Sullivan was kind of lobbing over at the speaker's office. And you also saw that handed back the other way. At one point, Bonin, near the end of session, said that this represented a group that could never be appeased, and he sure as hell wasn't going to try. And, you know, those are his words, not mine. So, you know, just right. A long-running history where you have two competing factions of the Republican Party, with Sullivan obviously representing the further right wing of the party there. There's so much on the table to digest, but also, you know, a fair amount of skepticism just among members for who the source of these allegations is.
Late last week, this began when Michael Quinn Sullivan made an allegation that Dennis Bonin and someone else had come to visit him. What was the story from Michael Quinn Sullivan's perspective?
Right. So Sullivan on Thursday posted an account of a June 12th meeting with the speaker and one of the speaker's top allies, Dustin Burroughs, a Lubbock Republican who also happens to chair the House GOP caucus. Sullivan alleged that in that meeting, the speaker and Burroughs offered Sullivan's organization, Empower Texans, long denied House media credentials in exchange for going after certain House Republicans in the 2020 primaries. I think a lot of people like to chalk this up to political bribery. Of course, nothing's been proven yet. We haven't seen the proof that Sullivan says that he has to back up these allegations, but that's certainly what Sullivan says happened during that June 12th meeting. The speaker, first on Friday in an email to House Republicans and then in a statement on Monday that was released to the public, denied Sullivan's allegations. But the way that he worded those statements didn't necessarily seem to satisfy a lot of House Republicans who've been watching this play out and wondering what's next and how to handle it. Later Wednesday evening, Sullivan announced he indeed had recorded the meeting and that though he didn't have immediate plans to make anything public yet, that he would let any Republican official or lawmaker who is involved with the allegations come by his lawyer's office and listen to the hour plus recording of that.
And some lawmakers have taken him up on that offer, haven't they? What happened?
Right. I mean, so far we've had three House Republicans. One of those three was on this alleged 10-member political target list. They all went by and listened to the recording, and all three so far have been out on the record saying that Sullivan's allegations are true and that this recording backs that up. The Speaker's office did release a statement basically calling on Sullivan to just release the entire recording. So that's kind kind of where a majority of the chamber is at this point is, you know, do we go listen to the recording? Why can't we just have the recording released to the public so that everybody can listen to it? And those are the types of questions that, at least just in my conversations with members, keep coming up.
Well, there's a lot of details here, and I appreciate you unpacking them for us. Thank you so much, Cassandra.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
The Texas Tribune's Cassandra Pollack talking to us about hardline conservative activist Michael Quinn Sullivan throwing some chaos into Republican Party politics in Texas by claiming he has a recording of House Speaker Dennis Bonin offering Sullivan's group Empower Texans press credentials if Empower Texans were to politically target 10 GOP lawmakers. You can read all of Cassandra's reporting about this at texastribune.org.